Low Chilkat King numbers prompt another year of harvest restrictions, and the Skagway Assembly will meet in executive session to discuss port and ore terminal matters. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A low preseason forecast for Chilkat River King Salmon has prompted the state to tread lightly when it comes to management in the region. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced this week that commercial, sport, and subsistence fisheries will be managed conservatively in the Upperland Canal, Chilkat Inlet, and the Chilkat River. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
Waterways around Haines will be closed in part or restricted for king salmon fishing this season, according to ADF&G. The low numbers also prompted the Haines Sportsmen's Association to cancel the annual King Salmon Derby for the second year in a row. Rich Chapel is the area sport fish biologist for Fish and Game. He says the restrictions for sport fishing are the same as last year.
Chilkat Inlet will be closed to sport fishing for king salmon from April 15th through July 15th this year, just like last year. And also for the remainder of Area 15A, which is Lynn Canal north of Point Sherman, the bag limit will be one king salmon per day. And that's for the rest of the year, starting April 15th.
Chapel says the King Run has struggled to meet escapement goals since 2012.
But we did meet the escapement goal last year in 2015, and that was thanks to the restrictions we put on the sport fishery and the commercial fishery and the subsistence fishery.
Chapel says sport fishermen have been very supportive of the conservation methods. On the commercial side, Chilkat Inlet north of Seduction Point will be closed to king fishing through the second week of the season, which starts in mid-June. Also, commercial fishing openers in the western portion of the Upper Lynn Canal south of Seduction Point will likely be shorter and sparser. Mark Soggy is the area biologist for commercial and subsistence fisheries. He says the restrictions this year for subsistence fishing are a little bit different than last.
We're feeling that we can allow a little more subsistence use. Right now, the line's from Glacier Point north, right? But we're restricting that to say you can't fish from Glacier Point north until July 2nd. But after July 2nd, we're going to open up a small area, you know, with all the other standard regulations that it's tied to the commercial fishing openings and things like that, from the north end of Koshu to Glacier Point.
By waiting until after July 2nd, Soggy says the hope is that most of the big kings will have moved past that area on their way to the spawning grounds. Soggy adds that the subsistence fishery in Lutak and Chilkoot Inlets north of Battery Point will open as normal on June 18th. The subsistence gillnet fishery in the Chilkat River, excluding the portion of the river from 19 Mile continuing upstream to Wells Bridge, will be closed from June 15th to July 31st. According to a release from the department, the plan for all three fisheries aims to achieve an in-river run of 1,850 to 3,600 large king salmon. The projection is around 1,700.
We start running the fish wheels and the drift net program in the Chilkat River at 7 Mile and 8 Mile up that area. Somewhere in the beginning of June, you know, I'm not sure exactly the date we'll start for the wheels. But once we get going, then we'll be able to assess better what the run strength is for king salmon. And so everything is, like all the rest of fisheries management, it's all in flux.
Besides the ongoing slump in king numbers, another factor that might affect fishing restrictions is the state budget. Soggy says cuts to the department's budget means less money for programs, which in turn means less information is gathered. And with less information collected about fish numbers, the department has to err on the side of caution when it comes to management.
I mean, I will end up being more conservative if I don't have the information. That's just the way, the basic truth.
Chapel says he's optimistic that the king numbers are on an upswing. He says, at least for now, they're not getting any worse. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The Skagway Borough Assembly will meet in executive session Thursday to discuss communication with White Pass, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, and Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. They will also discuss the public records requests Skagway sent to ADA and DEC, seeking more information about recent events at the ore terminal. At previous meetings over the past few months, the Assembly spoke publicly about letters exchanged with White Pass. The letters address the future of the town's port development and remediation plans. Mayor Mark Schaefer says this discussion is being held behind closed doors because the borough attorney will be on the line. He says it is the only way to maintain attorney-client confidentiality. During the public part of the meeting, the Assembly will hold a second reading and public hearing on proposed changes to the Borough Code governing the Port Commission. The changes further clarify the assembly and manager's power over the commission. Commission Chair Tim Borsi and two assembly members spoke against the amendments at the last meeting. Also on the agenda is a letter from Mayor Schaefer vetoing a contract with Chad Gubala to provide oversight for the public safety building project. Schaefer says he vetoed the contract because municipal code indicates it should have gone out to competitive bid. Manager Scott Hahn recommended the borough contract with Gubala for the service, and the assembly gave its approval at a recent meeting. The assembly could accept Schaefer's veto or override it with a two-thirds vote. The meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. Thursday. After hiring a new kindergarten and high school English teacher, the Haines School District is fully staffed for next year. The school board approved the new hires at its Tuesday evening meeting. Kindergarten teacher Sarah Voss has taught in the small Alaska village of St. Mary's for the past 5 years. English teacher Alex Van Wy is set to graduate from University of Alaska Fairbanks this May with a master's degree in education. The school board also approved a $500 expenditure to help pay for the fourth grade's annual field trip to Skagway and Whitehorse. The students will learn about the Klondike Gold Rush and visit the Beringia Interpretive Center. The board briefly discussed the cancellation of state standardized tests. The Department of Education called off the assessments last week due to connectivity problems with the testing vendor's online server in Kansas. School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri said the data from last year's Alaska Measures of Progress, or AMP tests, would have limited usefulness since they won't be able to compare it to the previous assessments or the new exams to come. The next regular school board meeting is scheduled for May 10th. This week, sixth graders at Haines School had to bid a sudden farewell to their class pets, juvenile salmon. The students collected the chum salmon eggs from Herman Creek in September and watched them hatch and grow over the months. Teacher Patty Brown says they planned to release them into the wild in the next couple weeks, but the system broke down that keeps the water in the fish tank cold, prompting an emergency fish release Wednesday.
Well, the salmon fry that we've been raising since the end of September are ready to return to the stream. And we were kind of toying with taking them up this week or next week, and now our chiller is having a malfunction, so today's the day.
Come here! They're too fat!
I think we named only two of them.
Yeah.
There's Fat Albert.
Oh,
you
no,
can
we
tell
named, like,
which ones?
There's one with a big kink in its tail, so we call that one Kinky.
And then
Crystal,
one.
She's really small.
She's small, and she's a different color from all of them. Hey, Crystal, you're too fat! Stop!
We got probably around 300 eggs or so. From up at Herman Creek and fertilized them and then watched them grow and they hatched.
What was that like to watch them hatch?
It was crazy.
It was cool.
It was crazy because of how their heads don't come out first. They kind of look like a snail when they first come out because just their like head is popping out, and it's crazy to just see them hatch. It's a lot different than human life.
Oh, Kiki! I almost got him. I got Kiki!
You did?
Yeah!
Go, Kiki, go!
What's the temperature of this water?
63?
63, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the water they're going into will be about 40 degrees or so. A lot colder. So. Yeah, so that's, with this refrigerator broken, it's kind of an emergency fish release. But it's time for them to get out of here anyway. It's, you know, the spring is progressing pretty well, so the food they need will probably be happening in the Chilkat River.
I think they gained experience just seeing a life cycle that they would never see because it takes place underwater.
We're very sad that they're leaving. They're like our little babies. They're just little eggs when you first get them, but then when you see their first little eye, it's so cute.
It is.
Those were sixth graders Aubrey Cook and Sonona Sundberg, teacher Patty Brown, and fish and game biologist Rich Chapel. They released the 30 or so chum salmon fry into the Klahini River on Wednesday afternoon. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.